Chapter 36, Vocabulary, Section F. A, adverb, or in different contexts, than. Hedeos, adverb, gladly. Hedeus means sweet, and it means literally sweetly. Ischyras, ischyra, ischyrun, adjective, strong. Malon, adverb, more, or in other contexts, rather, often used with a, more than, rather than. Oligos, olige, oligon, adjective, few. English derivative, oligarchy, the rule by a few people. Palaios, palaia, palaion, adjective, old. English derivative, paleography. Pantote, adverb, always. Tote, adverb, then. Note how these two words are related. Pantote means almost literally always, it's then. Hygies, hygies, healthy, well. An adjective of the third declension pattern such as alethes. English derivative, hygiene. Again, this is why hygiene is spelled with an H at the beginning and has a Y as its second letter, reflecting the rough breathing mark over the Upsilon. Chara, charas, feminine, joy. This is related to the verb in chapter 32, chairo. Chora, choras, feminine, country, land, or area. Note that in the book, in the printing, the symbol for feminine has been omitted accidentally. Do not forget megas, polus, and pas as vocabulary in the text. We will now also pronounce the comparative and superlative adjective forms in section E on page 254. Megas, comparative, maidzon or maidzon, superlative, megistos, megiste, megiston. Polus, comparative, plion, plion, superlative, pleistos, pleiste, pleiston. Positive, agathos, comparative, chryson, chryson, superlative, kratistos, kratiste, kratiston. Positive, kakos, comparative, chiron, chiron, superlative, elachistos, elachiste, elachiston.